بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, first and foremost, we praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and salutations be upon our noble master Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will inshallah continue with Kitabul Iman and Aqaid. And having concluded with certain aspects of Iman Mufassal, that being Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all His malaika, His angels, His divine books, the Anbiya and messengers that have come, the day of Qiyamah, and we went a little bit into Jannat and Jahannam as well in the previous lesson. We will now talk about Qadr, and that is fate or predestination. We know that this is also one of the fundamental beliefs of Iman, and that is to believe in Qadr, that all good and bad comes from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. So a fundamental requirement for the validity of Iman is belief in Qadr or predestination, or what we call fate. The doctrine of Qadr is among the mysteries of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not something which is fully comprehensible to the human mind, and nor can it be fully explained. It is related to the eternity of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is one and the only uncreated, infinite being. Hence, the conception of Qadr falls within the scope of divine eternity. And that is why it is not fully comprehensible by the human mind, nor can it be fully explained. So when it comes to Qadr and predestination, we have to understand a few things, but we don't need to understand everything. We need to believe in it and accept it for what it is. So when we are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only uncreated infinite being, and that this Qadr, Taqdeer, predestination falls within the scope of divine eternity, then we understand that man and all creation are created finite beings, meaning that we have a certain time limit. We have come into this world at a certain time and we will leave at a certain time. Thus, man's intellect and understanding is also finite and also limited. And a finite entity like man and the human being and the intellect of the human being will necessarily be subjected to limitations. If we are saying that human beings are finite beings and that their understanding is finite and limited, then we have to understand that a finite mind and understanding cannot encompass the infinite or the infinite being of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything related to it. So there are certain things which are beyond our understanding. And as Muslims, we believe in it, but we don't delve in it more than we need to. It is because of the inability of the finite mind and intellect to grasp in totality what is infinite, unlimited and uncreated, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade probing into the concept of Qadr. The following hadith indicates the Shari attitude in relation to Qadr. So this is a hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن نتنازع في القدر فغضب حتى احمر وجهه حتى كأنما فقئ في وجنتيه حب الرمان فقال أبي هذا أمرتم أم بهذا أرسلت إليكم إنما هلك من كان قبلكم حين تنازعوا في هذا الأمر عزمت عليكم ألا تنازعوا فيه. Reported in Tirmidhi Sharif. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that once while we were disputing about the concept of Qadr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came upon us. Seeing us debating the subject of Qadr, he became so much filled with anger that his face became red. His face reddened with anger to such an extent that it seemed that the seeds of a pomegranate were squeezed out on his cheeks. He exclaimed, "What Have you been commanded with this? Or have I been sent to you for this? Verily, those before you were destroyed when they disputed in regarding this aspect and this concept of Qadr. I give you an oath. I give you an oath. That is that I command you, do not dispute in this matter. Meaning, do not probe into this matter, for you do not have the understanding, the intellect to fully encompass what Qadr and predestination is. It is therefore not permissible to dispute about this concept of Qadr, which is a fundamental article of Iman, as we mentioned earlier. A mu'min should accept that Rasulullah informed the Ummah of the fundamental importance of Qadr for the validity of Iman. Hence, irrespective of our failure to comprehend it, we believe in it. Qadr is related to the eternal attributes of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is therefore only logical that it will not be fully comprehensible to our minds. The absolute essentiality of belief in Qadr for the validity of Iman will be borne out by the following statement of the Sahabi Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if you spend gold to the extent of Mount Uhud in the path of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will not accept it from you unless you believe in Qadr. And you know that whatever has befallen you could not have missed you, and that whatever has missed you could not have befallen you. If you die while holding a contrary belief to this, you will most assuredly enter the fire. Reported by Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah, many Sahaba have narrated similar statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the concept of Qadr, predestination and fate. And therefore, it is essential for us to believe in it while not understanding and being able to comprehend it fully. This is the Iman of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the Aqidah of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah regarding Qadr. Inshallah, we will go a little bit more in detail in the coming lessons with regard to Iman bil Qadr. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.